This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez. Stevola Sanchez.
And on a Saturday night in the Delaware Valley, we welcome everybody in to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. This is Style with Stevola. Stevola, good Saturday evening to you, sir. Welcome in on this, the second weekend of December. It's a holiday time. It is a festive time. And nice to have you in studio.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Stevola. We have someone in the studio today who I newly met. And has become a friend and is an amazing, amazing makeup artist. We met at the Big Brothers Big Sisters event. Yes. It was the Fashion Touchdown event, specifically. He was there with a team of people donating his time and his artistry, doing the makeup for all the models that were in the fashion show. And he even did a little smoky eye myself.
Well, and from what we talked about with Joan Shep on a previous show about the Fashion Touchdown, it was a spectacular, spectacular night.
A spectacular night. And yes, and his makeup, his team's makeup, everybody, they looked so incredible, like really, really amazing. So without further ado, I want to introduce everyone to Frankie LaVecchia.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I love the accent. Can you say a little more? Where are you from?
Chaka, Staten Island, New York.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. And I have to say, you can't see him right now, but we'll send some pictures. We'll put him up on social media. But he's giving me like some George Michael realness right now. So good. Let's just like dive right in.
Sure.
I mean, there's so much I feel like we have to talk about because we're new friends and
yes.
I'm getting to know you. So I just kind of went crazy with questions.
I'm here for it. Let's go.
All right. So let's talk about your career path. Just give us a little bit of background, like where you started and where you are now.
Sure. So I started moons ago. We won't have to go into that because then you'll know my age. I started back in the day with MAC Cosmetics. You know, learning my artistry and perfecting my craft, learning from a lot of the people that were around me. I attribute a lot of my success to that. Working in the fashion world in New York City, in Manhattan, based out of Herald Square, worked in Fashion Week a few times, different designers here and there, Adrian Alicia. Last year we did Nicole Miller and Michael Costello shows. Then continued on and have just been growing and at the end of the day, just trying to learn more and more every day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let me ask you. So at which age did you know you wanted to become a makeup artist?
Oh, which age? Here we go with that age.
Or you could just say you were
I was a little tyke.
Yeah.
I was
there
a little tyke. We'll leave it at that. No. When did I know that I liked makeup? Probably around 15, 16, you know? Probably that age. I when I was younger, I would always watch my mother. She was she's of Puerto Rican descent,
okay.
So she has a very specific style, and she used to prop me up on the toilet when she would get ready for work, and I would watch her paint her face, and she would literally turn into this beauty queen after she would do her hair. And ever since then, I was like obsessed with wing liner and red lipstick.
Oh my God, that's amazing. You know, I used to do the exact same thing. I mean, I didn't become an artist. I became a makeup artist, a fashion designer, but I was just so mesmerized by how when my mother and my sister would sit in the mirror for hours and do their hair and makeup, and they would just like transform it. Even like their bodies would transform. Like they became like even more confident. My mother was like glamorous. And I mean, it was just crazy how the energy just changed. That's pretty incredible that we did the same thing.
Yeah.
And then, do you have any memories though about makeup on yourself, or like did you like I remember like for me it was like I would always steal my sister's Barbies and then
Oh, like, same. With I had all the Disney princesses. Oh, Ariel, you did? Specifically.
You did?
Always Ariel, that I would always
Ariel.
Feel.
Ariel, she's and my then, favorite.
Oh, duh, she's the best one. But in when I was a kid, memories with makeup, obviously I would always take the Sharpie and draw their eyeliner on every single one of the Barbie dolls. But besides that, memories on myself doing makeup, going through puberty, I had really bad skin. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I tiptoed into it, stole my sister's cover-up, and I would try to cover up my pimples and look like an orange Oompa Loompa. But needless to say, I tried to make myself look as clean cut as possible, but that would be my first memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just covering up the skin.
Yeah, just to clean.
Yeah.
You know?
And then if your sisters, you have the same complexion, so did it work, or was it?
I mean, it was a little off. It was a little off. Let's call a spade a spade. Right. But she's biologically my cousin, but we grew up together. Mm-hmm. So she has a little bit more of a rich olive tone to her skin. So it would, I'm a little fairer, so it would not exactly look like it matched, but you make it work.
Right. You make it work. Right. And so I'm assuming that your mother inspired you to do makeup.
Absolutely. Yeah. 200%. Her and my aunt, they would always say, you never leave the house without your best face.
Ah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And, I just watched the documentary, the Kevin O'Quan documentary.
Ah,
have you seen that?
I've seen bits and pieces, but he's always an inspiration. Such a talented artist.
Right?
You know, he's just a really mogul in the industry. So
yeah.
Hats off.
Seriously, right?
Totally.
But we'll get more into like that and like how his career kind of took off and a little bit more about like where you went ahead like in your future.
Absolutely.
A few more questions for the segment is, what do you consider your style is in makeup?
So my style in makeup, I would coin it as kledgy. Always classy with a little bit of edge.
Kledgy.
Yeah.
Stolen. That word
trademarked.
Is totally stolen.
Yeah, kledgy. I would consider that like not only my personal style, but also the style of art that I like to portray, you will.
Okay, so say if I for the perfect face in your brain right now, like what would that kind of look like? Since people can't,
I mean, wing really liner, red lip.
What's that?
A classic wing liner, red lip, but also like a really nice, sultry, smoky eye. It always does the trick for me.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
My personal preference. You know, now that I live in New Jersey, I see quite a bit of it, so I really thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know.
And I mean, just to let the listeners know,
yes.
Smoky eye doesn't necessarily mean black or
no,
dark,
not necessarily.
Right?
I mean, the traditional smoky eye is when the black hugs the rim of the eye towards the lash line. I love that. But there's also different variations of that entirely. Like anybody could wear a smoky eye. It doesn't need to be black. It could be all different varieties of colors.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to clarify that.
Yes.
So they can get like a visual picture, you know, if they're like, oh, maybe I need to do a smoky eye with a decolored lip. It doesn't need, traditionally, I think people would think a dark smoky eye and a bright red lip, but it could be a soft brown or it could be a color,
Of course.
So do you admire any makeup artists like currently?
Actually, I do. Her name is Michelle Clark. She's a senior artist for MAC Cosmetics.
Okay.
Shout out. She actually taught me a lot of what I know today, especially with proportion and symmetry. She's ridiculously talented, a powerhouse of an individual, and just constantly, you know, when you follow her on social media, sincerely, it's just, her work is remarkable.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Wow. What was her name again?
Michelle Clark.
I'm going to look her up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And then lastly, you mentioned a little bit about the classic, or what was the term again? I already forgot it. See, I can't steal it.
What, my style?
Yes.
Kledgy.
Kledgy. Okay. Yes. So, and you mentioned that it's kind of like how you like to, your artwork, like you admire certain artwork. So what would you say inspires you? I know your mother inspires you like as a person.
Right.
And then you look up to these makeup artists. But then in addition, you said art. Like what type of art do you get inspired by?
Type of art. I love music. And it's funny that you say George Michael vibes, because he is definitely, rest in peace, one of my inspirations as far as like everything goes, you know, pioneer and just pushed through everything and still continues to inspire me to this day.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Same.
And his music is talent. Like he's so talented, but it's timeless.
Yeah.
Like, you still listen to it today, and it still sounds just as good. Even Wham.
I was just about to say, even Wham. I still listen to the Christmas songs that they came out with and blast it while I'm decorating my tree.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's amazing. All right. So we have so much more to talk about, but we're going to go to a commercial break. So after the messages, please tune in. Don't touch the dial, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
Frankie Levecki is our special guest here in the studio, an incredible makeup artist, as we come to you with Style with Stevola here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We take this moment as we roll into the commercial break, our first opening break. We take this opportunity and this platform to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to the big show, Style with Stevola. And on behalf of Stevola and everybody that produces and puts together this Saturday night program, happy holidays, everyone. Back in a moment.
This is Joe Krause of Krause's Coats, inviting you to donate a slightly worn coat or jacket and help veterans in need stay warm this winter. Go to Krause's Coats on Facebook and join Martin Law, the law firm for workers, to help those who served. Have a happy holiday.
Now back to Style with Stevola.
Oh, welcome back. It's me, Stevola, and I am sitting here with Frankie Levecchia. Hi, Frankie.
Hi.
All right. So we are just going to dive right into more questions because we need to get to know you.
Okay.
And I'm sure all the listeners are dying to get to know more about you.
Okay. Here we go.
From Staten Island.
Yeah. No pressure. Here we go.
All right. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about like trends and things like that. So how do you stay on trend and makeup in the industry? Because I feel like there's so much happening.
That's such a great question. And I mean, the industry has absolutely evolved into this monster over the past, I would say, since, you know, the real shift happened with social media and the way that now that inspires everybody. And it gives everybody this platform to communicate and access all of this material so easily and readily on, you know, just touch a button and boom, you got all this inspiration in front of you, not only from other artists, but also from high-end fashion designers and whatnot. Back in the day, I would love to look at Vogue and Bazaar and all of those types of magazines to pull more editorial inspiration. And nowadays, with the internet and social media, it's a really great way to stay on top of everything.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah. And YouTube. I mean, there
YouTube
are so
University,
many
ways. Like, absolutely.
The editor tutorials,
yes,
that they give. I mean, it's insane how much you can just learn.
Totally agree.
So it makes it like the industry even that much more competitive, right?
Yes, it does. I think that nowadays, as long as you stay true to who you are and you hone your craft and you stay on top of everything, you know, you're the one that's going to make the difference in your own career path.
Right. And
you know?
And passion and love for what you do. And
if you don't wake up and have passion for it, don't do it.
Right. Good. I like that. Good
you
point.
You know, you have to.
Yeah. And then, so with that, with social media, where do you get your information? So if people were to want to see what you see, do you know, like, do you have specific sites or do you follow specific people? You know, things like that. Like,
you know, there's so many different styles and there's so many different ways to look at it. It just depends on what you like. I mean, if you want to get more what's going on in the New York fashion world, just start following designers, especially during Fashion Week. You'll see all this backstage, all these different, you know, tips and tricks and behind the scenes to see like what's going on. And then if you like more of what I would call Instagram makeup, there's so many talented individuals that constantly put themselves out there, like Ambreezy, Crispy, all of them. They'll literally show you whatever you want to know and just go through their page and you'll find whatever you want.
Right. Because I traditionally think, you know, being a clothing designer, fashion designer, that you know, the runway shows are really, they do set a high standard as far as like the trends. But I feel that it's a little extreme in some cases.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely when you're walking down a runway, you're not going to necessarily, unless it's a streetwear walk, it's going to be a little bit different. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have to translate from runway to sidewalk.
Which I think that's really important for people to understand. Like, mm-hmm. That's just the message.
Right.
And you can do something that has the same idea or feel, but just a little bit lighter or less.
Yeah. You could be inspired by it, but that doesn't necessarily mean you need to replicate it.
Right.
You know, you're not going to wear a green block on your ride to ShopRite. You know, you're going to maybe take that color and wash it around to give you that effect, but maybe not so dramatic. People, you know.
Right. I would probably do like the green block,
the block
to ShopRite. Yeah, and go to ShopRite.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Go on with your bad self.
Okay. And then let's discuss how makeup plays a role in fashion, okay, runway, editorial, and everyday life, which we just started to talk about. We tapped into it. I want to talk more about that.
Sure.
Just educate the listeners, you know, the people out there that, you know, like all the different categories. Like, let's start with fashion.
Sure.
And runway.
Everything, I think the big umbrella is mood, feeling, theme. Everything has a mood, everything shows an emotion, and everything has like a cohesiveness to it. Mm-hmm. So when you're speaking to art, it should invoke some form of emotion. Whether that smoky eye makes you feel sultry and sexy, or you have this soft angelic look that makes you feel, you know, peaceful and Little House on the Prairie. Everything will give you some kind of emotion to trigger some sort of a memory and happiness, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of like adjectives. I mean, I was just like searching on, you know, and educating myself on makeup because I don't know a ton about it.
Okay.
But
I'll teach you.
Yeah. Perfect. But I mean, it's, you know, it's, it plays a role. I feel that's really important for men and women.
Yes.
Men are a little bit more, you know, they're getting into it more, but for women, it's really been, I mean, it's self-esteem. I feel like, you know, you were a kid, you said your skin, mm-hmm, you know, that made you feel insecure and you tried to cover it up.
Yes.
I mean, that can change a person's life if they have a blemish or they have, you know, something that they want to cover up.
Absolutely.
You know, confidence, I think, is really, really important. You know, it adds to it.
Totally.
You know, I love the idea of power. I feel like, to me, when a woman's made up, you know, I mean, not crazily made up, but just made up, like however they like to be made up, it evokes a feeling of power.
Yeah, it almost acts as their like armor.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, when they're walking into life as a battlefield.
Right.
And they put on their armor that's like, you cannot mess with me now, Tootsie Pop.
Right.
I got this in the bag.
Tootsie Pop. That's what I'm going to think about when I'm walking down the street next time I have my concealer on. I don't have it on today. But and then also the sexiness of it. It's so like a red lip is insane. And beauty. It's just it's a form of beauty.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think all those things are really, really important. So let's get into something like, I kind of want to switch gears for a second. What if you had a client and they weren't happy with their look?
Okay.
This isn't a trick question.
Okay. All right. I'm like sitting on the edge of my seat, like, all right, what's coming next? Here we go.
But just like, just curious what, you know, if they weren't happy, they turned around, looked in the mirror and they're like, they're not happy. How would you like, what would you do? Or how would you handle that?
My number one job is to empower whoever's in my chair. Mm-hmm. Right. So in the service industry, you need to make sure that they're happy. So that's when you want to really communicate and figure out, okay, well, what are you envisioning in your head? So that this way I can meet you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's some form of a disconnect, I need to stop, self-reflect and go, okay, well, where was that miss?
Yeah.
And then dive deeper and investigate and figure out, okay, well, you're saying, for example, piggybacking what you said earlier, you're saying smoky, right? My definition and your definition might be two polar opposite things. Let's find out what that means to you and make sure that at the end of the day, you walk out and you feel like a beauty queen.
Right, right.
So just making sure that they're happy and figuring out exactly what it is that they want.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then also just to that point is but in addition, your job is to keep them, make sure that they're happy.
Absolutely.
But you also want to push the envelope a little bit just so they can like, they'll be like, oh, I never even thought this would look amazing on me. And they're like, wow, right?
Depending on their comfort zone. Some people you can push, right?
That's important.
You have that girl or guy that feels like, I feel like, you know, do whatever you want. And then you have the free artistic range. And then you have some individuals that are very, you know, set in their ways and they like what they like. And you could kind of toy with the idea and see how they respond.
Yep.
But you don't ever want to make somebody feel completely uncomfortable.
Right.
You
of
know?
Course. Okay. But there's a little bit like in me, it's a nice challenge. Like when I'm, you know, working with somebody and I'm doing like a styling job.
Yes.
And, you know, and I pick out something for them and they'll see it on the hanger. They're like, no, like what were we thinking? But then when they put it on.
Right.
And
they're
they're like,
looks nice.
Wow. I would have never picked that in a million years. Mm. And the fact that I feel so great in it now, done. You know, like, it's like there's that kind of like boundary that you kind of have to play with a little bit.
Yes,
right?
I agree.
I think it's important as an artist. That's kind of our job. Because if we just dress them however they want to be dressed, they could probably do that on their own.
That's, you know, you have a point. Absolutely.
Right. Okay, so we've got more questions. So stay tuned and we'll be back in a sec.
This is Joe Krause of Krause's Coats inviting you to donate a slightly worn coat or jacket and help kids in need stay warm this winter. Go to Krause's Coats Facebook page. Join Hair Cuttery Helping Cradles to Crayons. Meet their need of 12,000 kids' coats. Happy holidays.
It's Style with Stevola. Once again, Stevola Sanchez.
And back here on a Saturday night here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, one programming reminder for all of our listeners. Look for Style at Stevola coming up in a couple of weeks. We will be live from the Christmas Village here on a Saturday night at City Hall. Stevola.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. And it's me, Stevola, your host with Style with Stevola. And I'm sitting here with Branky Vecchia, if you just are tuning in. So you need to listen to the first half of the segment or the show because it was really amazing. And you can
guest.
Go to Radio.com. Yes.
This is a big guest.
It's a big guest.
It's a big guest.
I mean, he's an incredible makeup artist. He's, I mean, there's
well
a lot
done,
happening.
Oh,
so
thanks, guys.
Yeah. So we diving right in.
Yeah.
What is the most memorable job that you've ever done?
Like okay, something without getting emotional, like, it definitely, it might not be necessarily what everybody else would pick, but it was actually when, I'll keep it emotionless, but it was when my mother was very sick and she wouldn't leave the house.
Okay.
Because she had cancer.
Oh gosh. Okay.
And I wanted to like just go out with her somewhere and she wouldn't leave the house because, you know, growing up, she was always the beauty queen. But then through the illness, she kind of lost everything. Mm. So she wouldn't, the most memorable moment was when I was able to glue eyelashes and draw eyebrows on her and she felt confident again.
Oh,
to,
I love that.
To go out in the world. So I'd say that was probably my biggest one.
Oh, I'm sorry for that.
No.
I mean, I didn't want to make it emotional, but we are real here and we have real stories. So, I mean, that's something that you've, you know, you went through and it's, you know, it's really
lighter
a wonderful
note, probably
story.
Probably my first fashion show. There
okay.
you go. Comic relief.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But I mean, I do love the fact that you brought that up and that is really, really a really wonderful story.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And
thanks.
That's amazing. So, So the first fashion show. Which fashion show was it?
It was Adrian Alicia. The year I don't remember. I want to go.
Well, you don't want to say that's
you know.
You
God
totally
bless
remember.
America. It was we were doing actually the runway. We had to make everybody into mermaids, and I was super excited because obviously
Ariel?
Being back on Ariel, it was living my best dream.
You had the Disney princesses.
Oh, forget
you were
it.
Like, oh my
I
gosh.
I was like a you know, a pig in a pen. I was rolling around all types of happy.
I love it. Mm. I love it. Okay. And then have you worked with celebrities? I mean, I know you can't probably say specifically
right.
because that's not allowed in the industry.
Right.
Unless, like, you know, you're Kim Kardashian and then you just hang out with your
you know,
makeup
that,
artist
you
or whatever.
Know.
Different contracts, different clients.
Correct.
But,
correct.
Like, could you share a story about something that made you excited about being a makeup artist, like in a celebrity situation? It doesn't have to be the name of the person.
Realizing that they're real people too.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was the biggest takeaway from all of it. Just realizing that, you know, behind all that glitz and the glam, they're, you know, they have a story too. And they put on this persona and this performance. And sometimes they're the exact same. But sometimes they're just like us, which makes them so much more relatable than you would even believe.
Right.
Yeah. So that was my biggest takeaway.
Yeah. That's really important. It's so true. And they have, you know, they're human.
Yeah,
so they
right.
have insecurities.
Yeah.
They have things they don't like about their bodies or whatever.
Forget it. Almost 9 times out of 10. Can you cover these dark circles? And I'm like, really? You just got filler under your eye. You're fine. But
we won't say who that is.
No, but in real life, you know, it's like, you look beautiful. Are you for real? But, you know, everybody's got their own shtick.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's the same thing with dressing.
I'm sure.
Men and women.
I mean,
it's amazing how there's certain, like, they're just like, no, you don't want it, like, too tight in certain areas. And, like, You look great.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nope. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a dream celebrity that you want to like do makeup on?
Oh, of course.
You probably have multiple.
I have multiple, but one that I've like, just she ages like a fine wine. I feel like the more as she progresses in life, she just gets even more and more beautiful is Jennifer Lopez.
Oh my gosh.
Are you for real? Like, she's like Benjamin Button of women. I'm like, how is it even possible?
Right. Except she's not like getting smaller or like bigger.
No,
right. Isn't
this
story
like,
where he's like a little man and then he becomes like a young.
He ages in reverse.
Right.
Right. So I feel like she's aging in reverse. I mean, she was always stunning.
Right.
But I mean, come on. Like, it's not normal.
Right. Well, when you look at that Janet Jackson video,
uh-huh.
When she's like, that was like her debut video.
Yes.
And then
yeah.
through, what was that show? She was a fly girl.
Was it Living Color?
Living Color.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now, like,
she wore the same dress that she wore when, and she looked better in it now. You remember?
Which one?
That flowy green dress when she was walking and she was like, dang, 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 dang. I was like, whoa, okay,
right.
Stop the traffic. Here
right.
She is. Right. She has arrived, Her Majesty.
Yeah, right. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. I was like, my jaw hit the floor. I had to manually pick it back up.
Yeah, I think mine would probably be Cher.
Oh, I mean, classic, iconic.
She's incredible. I mean, just put, like, I would love to just style her and just have fun with her. I mean, her styles are already, like, over the top and amazing.
Yes.
But, like, I just love to recreate some stuff, like Bob Mackie-esque.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Right?
That would be so fun.
Okay, so in your opinion, what would you say is, like, the most important quality for a makeup artist to have?
Passion.
Passion.
Passion. Because if you're not passionate, you shouldn't do it. And especially in an industry that's so competitive, if you don't self-motivate, you'll fall to the wayside.
Yep.
You know, it's sometimes things can get a little, you know, like we said, competitive. And it might feel like, ugh, what am I doing? You got to keep on pushing.
Yep.
Keep on pushing. Keep on inspiring yourself. And remember, you're doing this for a reason. You got a gift, so use it.
Right, right. And I think that's really important, just to have the passion and the drive and know that you're going to make mistakes, learn from your mistakes and keep growing.
Absolutely.
It's really, really important.
Yeah, dust your knees off. You'll be all right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And then now with like, there's so many like makeup lines coming out.
Yeah.
With you know, makeup artists
uh-huh.
that have become like pretty famous.
Of course.
And well known.
Yes.
As well as drag queens.
Yeah. Yes.
Would you want your own product line?
You know, that's a good question. I've thought about it. And at one point, I was very gung-ho and like, yeah, I want to, you know, I think my passion's more the art
yeah.
than the product, because I think everybody, there's so much of it now.
Yeah.
That's not where my passion lies. My
yeah.
passion lies in using it and making somebody feel beautiful.
Right.
So if I were to make right now where I am, no, I wouldn't want my own. But maybe in the future, you never know. I never say never.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there is a lot happening.
There's a lot happening.
I mean, it's like I go into Sephora and there's always like some new
Sephora, Ulta,
new
all
right.
of them.
Right.
It's like you walk in and you're like, what in the world is like, I don't even know where to start.
Right.
But the beauty of that is all of the people that work there are educated on all of the different lines. So it's you get that assistance that you need so you can navigate through those kind of crazy worlds.
So let's just pretend.
Okay, I'm pretending.
That you
I have my pretend hat.
That
on.
You had your own makeup line.
I have my own line. Okay.
Well, how would it be different from others? Have you ever thought about that?
How would it be different from others? I mean, it would be what if I made a line, it would be what I feel I would use all the time. So I would have to have a signature Kohl pencil of some mm-hmm. like a deeper variety of shades, like a black, a plum, and a brown.
Mm-hmm.
Something that glides on but stays on.
Yep.
And lip colors would be the first things I would come out with too. But even though there's a plethora of lip options,
yeah,
I would need to have, you know, the first one would be like a red, like a signature red. I know there's so many of them, but this is, again, I'm having my pretend hat
right,
on.
Right. It's all right.
So that would be.
It would be the perfect red in
perfect
your.
Red and the perfect nude.
In your eyes. Right.
Right.
Which that could be a. There's so many different red colors out there.
Yeah. I would want it to look like you took a red crayon out of a Crayola box and just put red so everybody could wear it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And then, so how do you think, like, okay, now I'm switching to, like, how do you feel like a customer or someone is to pull the right color for their skin tone?
undertone. It's important to pay attention to undertone. If it's a little bit more blue or if it's a little bit more orange, depending on what you feel looks better on you and what the professional tells you, this would complement you more. Mm-hmm. You want to take into account, you know, tone, texture, your style, something, if it's going to be bolder, if it's going to be softer, and it's also how you wear it, you know?
Right.
So it all depends on those variety of things. Also texture. Sometimes a matte can be the same color as something that's a little bit more satin or glossy, and it could look completely different on the skin.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, is there like a rule book? Like if you're olive, you should do this kind of tone, or if you're really light complected.
Yes, but
it doesn't always work,
it
right?
It doesn't always work.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you have a rule book, on olive tones, I always love a blue red, and on warmer tones, orange, but somebody will tell you different every time. Mm. Every artist has their own style. So it's a matter of what you perceive as beautiful.
Right. Okay.
You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so they say.
Yes.
Right.
That's true.
You know, that's what they told me. I don't know who they are, but that's what they told me.
They.
They. The infamous they.
Right. The makeup gods. Right.
Yes. Those people.
And then, we're going to have another segment, but I just want to let the listeners know, like, how can they find you?
Easiest.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Okay. And you have a lot of like what you do and you post.
Yeah.
Like,
you'll
so they
see
can
some
see examples.
Some
of,
fun selfies. You know, everybody's got to have couple of selfies.
I mean, right.
But yes. And then I have my work posted there too. Some, okay. Most of my work. And then if anybody wants to know, they could always send me a message and I could send them some of my portfolio.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Yeah. And then, more of like a house call? Like,
I am a what you need is what you get.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to continue with that question in a sec.
Sure.
So we'll be right back.
This is Joe Krause of Krause's Coats, inviting you to donate a slightly worn coat or jacket and help veterans in need stay warm this winter. Go to Krause's Coats on Facebook and join Martin Law, the law firm for workers, to help those who served. Have a happy holiday.
This is Style with Stevola.
Welcome back. It's me, Stevola, and I'm sitting here with Frankie LaVecchia.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi.
let's go right back into it. So we were talking. Actually, you know what? I'm just going to switch. What do you think are the do's and don'ts in makeup?
Do what works. Don't do what you don't like. That's my do's and don'ts. But if you were looking for something like specific do's and don'ts, please. For everything that's good in this world, get foundation that matches your skin tone and complexion.
Yes.
If you like to go with a little bit more of a deeper, richer tone, add bronzer. Contour a little heavier. But get something that matches true to your natural complexion, because you can always alter it with other products. But when you go in with something that doesn't match, it's extremely obvious, and it's one of my biggest pet peeves. It's like, what's this line on your chin for? Like, really? We already know, like, come on.
Well, I've seen that a lot. And
right? It's like, what are you doing, sis?
But even like, I was recently watching a Housewives episode.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to say which one, because then they'll probably come after me and get me.
Oh, boy.
But it was...
Andy Cohen says, for this, I'll probably plead the fifth.
But it was an orange face.
Yeah.
And there was, and the neck was a totally different color.
Yeah.
And this was on film.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, that has to be a makeup artist.
Well, I could say it most certainly was not I.
Well, duh.
Yeah, duh.
We just won't have that makeup artist on this show.
Listen, whatever works.
Right.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. But right. Okay. But I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
And
no,
I feel
it
like,
does.
Yeah. And I mean, there's, you know, I've seen it actually in public too, where it's like, their face is different color than their neck, and or their neck stops, and then if they're wearing like a low cut top or something, then that's a different color. Uh-huh. It could actually be like three shades.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's like a stoplight.
I see it all the time. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
You know, if you're going to do that, then you're going to have to waste a lot of product blending your décolleté, honey.
Like, right.
Let's get it together, please.
Right, get it together. all right, so let's, I want to continue with the tips, because I think that's really important.
Tips, okay, I'm here.
For listeners, and, you know, it's always helpful. Everyone wants to learn, right?
Absolutely.
So as far as what your tips would be, what would you think is, I know you said like the smoky eye and the red lip. Mm-hmm. Do you have any like holiday tips or what's trending for holidays? Because we're right in the season.
It is a season to be jolly. glitter is always a fun accessory that you could add day to night, something a little bit more shimmery. I know that some people that have progressed a little further in life are always scared of it, mm-hmm. but proper placement can really accent your facial features and really amp up your look. You know, if you're a little bit more conscious of fine lines and you're afraid of glitter, keep away from anything loose. But if you feel so compelled, you can throw a little bit in your tear duct as long as it's tested for the eye area.
Yeah,
that always amps up a look. A shimmery lip gloss to pump up the volume. You can keep a soft eye and make the lip pop even more. That's always a way to take it from day to night like this for the holidays.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. And then you did mention earlier about contouring.
Yes.
Because
contouring.
Right. That's another huge trend.
Absolutely. I don't think it's ever going to go away, especially with HD film.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
4K or whatever we're on now.
But it's like, but how would you say, in your opinion, you make it go from, you know, film ready
yeah.
to everyday life? Because I don't think it works, right? Like, it.
Contouring is honing in on the features of your face that you want to provide more structure. So if you do something for film that you want it to be a little bit more pronounced and blended, you just do it a little bit heavier and use different products. You want to use what's best for your skin.
Right.
So there's so many different options out there. Find what works for you
mm-hmm.
and make sure for, again, everything that's good in this world, blend it out. Don't
right.
leave like the hard lines, because then you're getting into more of a campy kind of a look, an exaggerated kind of an effect. If you want something more natural, softer, more diffused
mm-hmm.
finishes always look more natural in everyday life.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. So let's switch gears to men and
okay.
makeup.
Okay. Like me. All right, here we go. I can talk about this.
Well, I mean, I like makeup myself.
Yeah.
And when I go out, like in the evening, I'll do it's something really simple,
yeah.
which is just like a powder so I don't look shiny. But I feel like, you know, a lot of men would probably be scared of makeup, you know. And so I how would you convince men to at least try something?
Start off with bronzer. That's the easiest thing. I mean, working in retail for as long as I have, you would be surprised
mm-hmm.
how many men do use bronzer.
Yeah.
Okay, to give them a little bit of a glow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid of it, because 9 times out of 10, if you do it lightly, nobody has any idea.
Right,
so nobody's right. going to know unless you carry around your compact that you have anything on. Get it matched, find what's right for you, and a little bit goes a long way.
Right. And even what I discovered is translucent powder.
Yes. To prevent the shine. And
yeah. So yeah. if I'm in a conference call or a video call
mm-hmm.
or, you know, or doing a presentation, mm-hmm. you know, for a company, if I get a little nervous, I get a little shiny. I just put that on right before. And
right.
it looks so much better. And I look and feel less nervous.
And with beards being such a big trend.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes as we progress and mature in life, like myself, brow gels work really well.
I use every day.
The grays on the beard.
Okay. Awesome. Oh my God. I feel like we have so much more to talk about, but, concealer. I just want to say that really quick.
Yeah. Concealer.
Like, right under the eye for
a little,
like,
bit,
a little dark
yeah.
circle can
mm-hmm.
go away. Right.
Mm-hmm. Just make sure you get the right finish. Cause if you're a little bit drier, don't get something dry. Cause then it'll accent your fine lines. It'll be more obvious.
Yes.
Make sure you get something hydrating.
Ah, love that. All right. Frankie, thank you so much.
You're
this
so
is amazing.
Welcome.
This has been really, really great.
I had a blast.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, so now I'm just going to move right into my tip for the week. And this, I just want people to understand it's the holidays, so try something a little bit extra. And when I say extra, please extra. But I think it's really important also to not be afraid of print and pattern and try, you know, mixing them. You could actually wear prints together, but here are a couple tips that, you know, I think, you know, and men can do it too, just with a pocket square and a tie and a pattern on a shirt. Like there, I think it's really, really important to just try and mix it up a little bit. And it also just, it brings, to me, it makes it feel like it's a sign of confidence that you can do it. And you pull it off. And if, you know, you don't want to pull off something too wild, because then you're not going to feel good about it, but it should be something that you feel good about. But I feel like you should stick to the same color families if you're going to mix the prints. And also if it's a very similar background color, which also really, you know, helps the look come together. But the simplest thing, polka dots and stripes always work. You could wear them together, like a, you know, men, a striped shirt, a polka dot tie. Women could wear like striped pants and a polka dot top. It always looks great. I mean, obviously keep the similar color stories. And also you could even mix the dots and the florals, or the dots and the stripes with florals, which I think also would bring some, a little more like beauty and feminine to the look. And this is a little bit more for women, but men, if you're, you know, you want to dress a little wild, like Frankie and I do, you can mix leopard with paisley, which looks really fresh. So I love that. It looks really good. So
Frankie,
don't be afraid
of that.
I do. I thoroughly enjoy that, actually.
Yeah,
I'm already thinking about my cheetah print shirt I got at home, what I'm going to pair it with.
You just lit up when I said that. You were like, oh.
Hello, Staten Island. I got to have some cheetah in my closet.
I love it. All right, guys. Well, this has been an amazing show. Thank you, Frankie, again.
Thank you.
And yeah, we will be back next week with more. Take care.
Frankie Lavecchia, a special guest here on Style with Stivola, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. To everybody out there, they learned a lot from you tonight, Frankie. Well done.
Yes.
Thank you so much for making the trip to the 1210 studios. We'll say goodbye for now here in the month of December, and we will look to see you at Christmas Village. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Style with Stivola, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.